Do we pray only to the Father? If God the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are co-equal, do we pray only to the Father or to all? Well, they are all equally God. They all deserve to have the prerogative of being prayed to. So there's nothing wrong with praying to the Spirit, praying to the Son, praying to the Father. They are all the equally divine persons, and they have the same rights. Having said that, there is a biblical pattern that shapes our practice, namely, to the Father through the Son by the Holy Spirit. Let me say that again. The biblical warp and woof is going to be we pray to the Father. When the disciples come to Jesus and say, teach us how to pray, what does he say? Our Father. So Jesus directs us to pray to the Father. He is reconciling sinners to the Father. And so there's going to be an overwhelming tendency that we pray to the Father. We pray in the name of the Son. Why? Because there's only one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, 1 Timothy 2:5. And then we're told in Romans 8, I have the slide here, you can read the details of it later. We're taught that the Holy Spirit strengthens us and intercedes for us. And so we pray by the ministry of the Holy Spirit, through the finished work of the Son, to the Father. That's going to reflect the overwhelming New Testament form of this. But we would never say it's wrong to pray or to worship any member of the Godhead. I hope that's helpful to you. By the way, I was referring to Ephesians 2:18. For from him we have access in one Spirit to the Father. It's an example of this. To the Father, through the Son, by the Spirit.